Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You're about to listen to another proud presentation brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Stand out from the crowd. For more information, visit RevengeLover.com and mention the podcast for 10% off of your order.
You're about to listen to another great show on the Four-Eyed Radio Network.
To listen to other shows just like this, go to FourEyedRadio.com.
Like our show, Victory Road, a Pokemon podcast,
where we talk everything and anything about Pokemon.
Learn something new. Like, did you know that every Pokemon card is misprinted on the back? The ball centerpiece opens on the wrong side.
What? I'm going to have to check that out. But yeah, you can learn stuff like that, which I just learned right now.
Today on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Turn up the gain. Turn up the what?
Whoop, whoop.
It's the sound of police. Today on the...
Excuse me.
Mute your phone, too.
I did. Oh, no.
And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay! It's the Ranger Command Power Hour!
Today on the Power Hour, Extra Episode 46, Rangers Commentary, Listener's Choice, Ancient History. Recorded on January 17th, 2019. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Simon Ranger up with your hosts. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie B47.
And I'm Teresa, also known as TetG17.
This extra episode is brought to you by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more about supporting Ranger Command Power Hour. Thanks to our $5 and above patrons, Juan S., Doug F., Christopher M., Bo H., Steve F., Derek G., Tyler W., Teresa B., and Jacob P. for supporting us this month.
Hey.
Hello.
You're on for the second time this month.
Yeah, consecutive.
Consecutive, yes.
Whoop whoop.
So, we got some news before we do our episode commentary on ancient history. Fun little fact, we were supposed to record this over Christmas, but then my laptop kind of took a dump. And this is the first recording on my new custom-built PC called Shadow. Because it's going to be themed Shadow Ranger. This was meant to be our December extra episode, so this month we're going to have two regular episodes and two extra episodes. So our first episode of 2019 was last weekend, and that was with Mostly Speaking Sentai. This episode will release, and then we're actually going to be doing a live stream on Monday, which is the 21st. If you're listening to this on Saturday, on Monday the 21st, we're actually going to be doing our 5th anniversary live stream episode. So just like what we did for our 4th anniversary, which was a live stream episode, we're going to do that. So look for details on where you can find that on Monday evening. And then that episode will be released as a podcast on Saturday, January 26th, which is a day after our actual 5th anniversary as a podcast. And during that weekend, there will be a second extra episode. Hopefully, it's the Ranger commentary, Secret Ranger fans, secret subtext, whatever we're calling it. So 4 episodes of Ranger Command in 3 weeks, so it's pretty busy.
Yeah, I was going to say you're pretty busy bee.
Busy bee, tricky BB-8.
Baby.
Baby. Before we get into the episode, we actually have some news items, and one of these broke today. So first off, Power Rangers Legacy Wars has added Ninja Storm, Navy Ranger, Blake Bradley to the game. This is the latest release from Power Rangers Legacy Wars, and after this release, it's the first time that Ninja Storm has been represented in the game. And after this, there's only 2 more seasons of Power Rangers that don't have at least one villain or ranger. And that would be the Alien Rangers and Operation Overdrive. So hopefully they're going to fill in those gaps pretty soon. Next, the big announcement that dropped today, the day that we're recording this, it's Battle for the Grid. And this is from the makers of Enway, from Lionsgate Games, and also for Hasbro. This is a console game that is coming out for the Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and for Steam for your PC. They released the trailer this afternoon after it was already leaked the night before, which caused some... I'm just going to say it was kind of crappy for everyone involved, especially since this official announcement was supposed to go live on the 22nd. We actually got the official announcement from Hasbro, and you can find all of the screenshots on our site, as well as a link to the actual video, the announcement teaser. Teresa, you saw the teaser earlier this morning. Did you want to watch it again?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess we're also going to do a live commentary on the announcement trailer. So here we go.
Yeah, because my eyes were half closed. Ooh.
Got some green versus red. Got yellow Mega Force going. And there's Jason David Frank.
Of course.
Of course.
It feels like the title, like the Power Rangers title, is like the movie title.
Yeah, because...
It's kind of similar.
No, it... No, it literally is the...
The movie?
It's the movie logo, because they've been using that for the game.
Oh, yeah, see, because yeah. Because of the shirt, the movie shirt that I had, I was like, oh, it's kind of the same.
Because this game launched when the movie came out, and they were using the same logo. Oh,
okay.
So they just kept up with that branding.
Okay.
But it's pretty cool. I think
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I hope that there's actual two-player on the same console, because that means you and I could fight each other
on the console?
On Xbox.
Oh. Oh.
So I'm hoping that there's two-player on screen as well, that it's not just online.
Well, I've been wondering, since we have the mobile app, when are they going to do it on the console itself? Because it's really nice to have it in a big screen.
Yeah, and people could always stream it to their TV with an Apple Play or whatever, but it's still a mobile game. And now this is an upgraded version, and they have confirmed, Jesse Cherry from Enway, Battle for the Grid, which you can now follow on Twitter, they've said that it is a brand new fighting game. This is not a port of the mobile game, because I know a lot of people are saying that. So it's not... It's not a one-to-one port. This is its own game. I think it may still use some of the same assets, maybe some of the same character models, and it looked like
designs.
And some of the same designs. I mean, it's the same team.
Yeah, I mean, you will have to get your resources out, but if they're going to make it a different game,
right.
I mean, okay, the mere fact that you have already the resources, why not do it, you know?
Exactly. So that's why a lot of people were fearing that this was just a straight port of the game. But Jesse Cherry on Twitter, he actually said, it's a brand new fighting game, not a port of the mobile game. There are no cards or free-to-play mechanics. So that means there's not going to be any chests that you have to open to level up your characters. There's not going to be any of that. And some of the move sets, there'll be jumping, there'll be crouching, and more movement types. From the sound of it, it doesn't look like it's going to be a rock, paper, scissors type of fighting game. You'll actually have moves that you can pull off.
Yeah, well, on the mobile, there's few stuff you have to tap. But right. On the consoles, you have a lot of buttons.
Right. And that will make it feel like a more traditional fighting game. You can do a button for blocking, for jumping.
Yeah.
You can have the dedicated move switches and triggers. So I'm definitely interested in seeing what this entails, because I think it's going to be pretty neat. You can actually pre-order the game now on digital. You can go to battleforthegrid.com. There will be a exclusive bonus for the Green Ranger version 2 character skin, including a digital art book. And there's also a digital collector's edition, which you can pre-order for $40, and that contains the full game download, a season 1 pass, which includes 3 new characters, arcade stories, so there is going to be a story mode to this, and a new warrior skin. And there's also an exclusive Lord Draken version 2, which is like his Zeo form from the comics. And that is not in Legacy Wars. That is a brand new version for this game. So that is really cool. And there's also a Mighty Morphin Pink Ranger character skin. I don't know what the difference is on that, but I guess we'll find out more details. Definitely we'll be talking to Enway in the future, just because Chris Peralta has been really good at giving us these exclusive interviews and all that stuff. So I'm sure we've got something cooked in the works for that. So definitely stay tuned. That'll probably be later in February where we'll find more details. This game actually releases in April. We don't have an exact date. We just know that's going to be in April.
How pretty much exciting. Is the pre-order?
So you can get the base game for $20.
Mm-hmm.
And then the digital collector's edition is $40.
Oh, okay.
It's not breaking the bank or anything, and yeah. It looks like there'll be some new moves and some new content that is not in Legacy Wars, so definitely interested in seeing more of that.
I know you're going to pre-order.
I'll pre-order, of course.
Well, it's just like other games, like other prices now are like more on 40.
Yeah, I mean, a full retail game is like $60
yeah.
for a disc version, but I think $20 for a digital game is pretty standard, and season passes are always like $20 anyway. So this is pretty standard pricing.
Cool.
Cool beans. All right. So on a more serious note, and I don't know how much you heard about this, but a man was arrested over a 7-vehicle fire at Anime Los Angeles last weekend. And the reason we're talking about this on a Power Rangers podcast is that the girl that was affected by this person, her name is Julia Moreno Jenkins, and we're going to have a link to all the links on this, but she was part of a Power Rangers cosplay group. They did their own fan film called Armored Rangers. And the suspect in this was also part of their group, and he apparently was stalking her and went to this anime convention and doused gasoline on her car and set it on fire. Yeah.
So this group is like a huge group of anime cosplayers?
No. So this happened at Anime Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
This girl was just attending the show.
Okay. It's
the only thing that they're part of. It was a 6-person cosplay team that you sometimes form up with your friends and you have the same costume. And they filmed like their own YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what drama happened behind the scenes, but she's saying that she's being stalked by this person.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happened between them led him to stalking her to this convention, which is in California, and setting her car on fire, which caught 6 other cars on fire. Police arrested a suspect in an arson case that occurred last Sunday morning in the parking lot of the Azure Hotel and Suites next to the Ontario Convention Center in Anime Los Angeles in Ontario, California. The parking lot's night manager told news outlets that he looked at a surveillance video that showed a man pouring 2 cans of gasoline over a car and then attempting to set it on fire with a cigarette. And then he used his lighter to start the fire. So police arrested 27-year-old Riverside resident on suspicion of arson later that day. He was acquainted with the owner of the car that was targeted. Julia Moreno Jenkins reported in an Instagram post that she was the owner of the targeted car and that she was specifically targeted and attacked by an obsessed stalker. She also links to a GoFundMe page, which we will link to in the show. But her and her husband were able to identify him on the closed caption TV footage. So you can see a picture of that.
It's a good thing that she wasn't in the car.
Yeah, no one was in the car.
Because they were in the convention.
Oh, they were in the hotel.
Oh my God.
From this window, it's easy to see the fire and how flames could spread so fast. Outside, on the ground in the Azure Hotel Suites parking lot, firefighters put it out all night, and DeRoy Pritchard...
Evacuated
guests.
We'll post links to everything here, but it's something that I wanted to touch upon just on a more serious note, because I saw a lot of comments this week like, oh, this is going to make Power Ranger fans look bad. This is going to make cosplayers look bad, this and that. It's not about making the fandom look bad. This was a person who went out of his way with stalker tendencies to enact revenge on someone. And that's not a Power Rangers thing. That's not a fandom thing. That's not an anime cosplay thing. That's just a growing thing in this society where if someone gets rejected, they take it upon themselves to have these possessive attitudes and hurt someone. And so I think there were some people online this week that I saw that were missing the bigger picture. You know, they're more concerned about the fandom image, or people were giving her grief on the GoFundMe because she didn't have enough insurance coverage to cover that. She didn't have liability insurance. She just had collision. And people were like, oh, well, if you bought this $35,000 car or leased it, why didn't you have liability insurance? And it's like, can we just stop blaming victims?
Well, it's always like that. The victims are always the one who are condemned. And like you said, it's not always... It's not just the fandom or whatever fandom you're in. Like, recently we had abducting 13-year-old with a 21-year-old suspect. It's not just this fandom. It's every place. There's always, like, something like this.
Yeah, and what Teresa's referring to is just locally here in the Illinois, Wisconsin area, and it's now become national news, but a 13-year-old girl was kidnapped from this 21-year-old sicko who just happened to pick her out because he saw her dropped off by a bus. He stalked her, ended up killing her parents and kidnapping her, and she was missing for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And I just wish people would stop blaming fandoms or think, oh no, how is this going to make my fandom look? No, this one person doesn't represent an entire fandom.
Yeah.
It's just this growing trend in society that's horrible. And the reason she's getting so much attention for this GoFundMe, which as of the time of this recording is over $13,000, which is amazing, but that's a community coming together to support someone who's been victimized.
Yeah.
This is the cosplay community coming together. This is the Power Ranger community coming together. So fortunately, this guy's behind bars right now. Whether it was something mental or something snapped in him, whatever, it's becoming a growing problem, and it's not a fandom issue. And I really hope people get over that. This isn't something that she asked for. This isn't something that anyone would ask for. And it didn't just affect her. It affected the lives of like 6 other people.
Yeah.
And their families and their property.
Yeah.
That's significant property damage. And I really hope people don't belittle this or make light of it. There were many jokes around. People were saying ALA was lit. People were making those jokes. Are you kidding me?
I feel bad because if this is a showbiz, an actor or an actress or reality show person or a celebrity, people would be like very empathetic with them.
Right.
But for just a citizen, they will be like condemning them. So it's very unnatural for all of us. We should just be empathetic with them. They didn't choose this. They just wanted to do what they love, their hobby, their thing that they're interested in. And then having this is another downfall for them. They might get depressed, they might get feared for their life, they might get phobia, and next thing you know, they're not here anymore.
Right. Someone could suffer post-traumatic stress syndrome for this.
Yeah.
And now, think about what she has to go through. She has to get a restraining order. She has to take this person to court. She has to do all these things just because this one person was upset that whether she rejected him or he felt left out because he was part of this group. Whatever happened, it's a terrible situation. And I really wish more people would just act like human beings with compassion and stop victim blaming. But you're right. If this was a celebrity, people would just, they would pour all the support. But there were many, many comments that I saw, even on this GoFundMe. People were, why does she need a GoFundMe? Why didn't she have this insurance? Why this? Well, why did this guy take it upon himself to set her car on fire and do that?
We don't know the real behind story, what happened to them, between them. But I hope, I pray to God, whatever what it is, I hope he would really be sorry about this, you know?
Oh, I hope he gets the help he needs too, because it takes a very disturbed individual to go, I'm mad enough to dump gasoline. And I saw the surveillance camera video. That's something that you can see online. But he lights up a cigarette, then you see him walk back to her car and just set it on fire and run away. I'm just glad that they were able to catch this person, but it's not just the Power Rangers fandom. This can happen in any fandom, at any convention. Shoot, last year or a couple years ago, you know, someone tried to murder Jason David Frank at the Phoenix Comic Con. And that just became a wider conversation on convention security. But there's things that we got to do to take ourselves seriously with security, with mental health in this country. And I just think this is a symptom of a much larger problem.
Yeah.
We don't really get that serious on this podcast all the time, but this is definitely the conversations that we need to have. How do we improve mental health? How do we improve some of these attitudes about how we react to these things? Because if your first reaction is, why didn't she get insurance? Versus, oh my God, this is terrible. What can I do to help? I think we really need to rethink our priorities.
Yeah. There's a lot of negativity in the world.
Yeah, in the world, not just fandoms.
Yeah.
I really hope people are able to reach out and help her. And just a plug, this will be before this episode releases, but tomorrow night, which by the time you listen to this will be available online, but tomorrow night I'm going to be going on to Writers, Rangers, and Rambles, The Streets, hosted by Will Coe and his company of Merry Misfits. They invited members of the fandom to go on their show tomorrow night to discuss this issue because it is a serious topic. And because it involves the Power Rangers fandom, you know, these are cosplayers that are into Power Rangers. But it's more than that. It's reaching out to a member of our community and trying to help out and give attention to situations like this. So definitely listen for that. We'll provide all the links to the GoFundMe, to everything involved with this situation, just so people can be aware and hopefully help out. All right, so to something a little bit more a little bit more fun, which is the point of this episode, we're going to do a commentary on Power Rangers RPM, the episode Ancient History, which is great because it's the next episode that you need to watch in RPM anyway. This aired on September 19th, 2009. So 10 years, almost 10 years ago, written by John Telligan, who wrote many great episodes of Power Rangers, and Mike Smith, who directed a lot of the Disney season episodes, and he was also a director on Dino Charge. We're going to watch this on Netflix. At the time of this recording, this episode is also available on DVD. You can get this through the RPM season set that Shout Factory released, or one of the mega sets that they released, or Netflix. We're going to be watching it on Netflix. And let me type that with my keyboard, which is very loud. All right, we're skipping this one. So we're skipping and action because you don't know this. But they did this weird, like, behind the scenes episode as an episode, but they were in character. And it's very weird. And it has no bearing on the story or anything.
Okay.
It's just this weird thing that they did.
So it's just a filler episode.
Sort of, but weird.
Okay.
So we don't need to watch that.
All right.
So on the count of three, we'll hit play. One.
Uno.
Dos. Two. Three.
Three. It's the dome.
It's the dome, and we're gonna have to talk louder.
Get in gear.
I can turn down the volume a little bit.
We stand together. Get in gear.
All right. So this late into the season, who's your favorite character on RPM?
The green one.
Ziggy.
Yes.
It's been a while since we watched this season.
Oh, of course, Adeline King. Duh.
Oh, yeah. Who plays Tanaya 7.
Yeah, I forgot.
Forgot? It's been a couple months since we watched last episode, yeah. So.
Get in gear! RPM!
Okay.
My God, she's really thin.
She is really thin.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, there's an Operation Overdrive helmet.
What did I say? Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. There has to be something useful in this stink tank.
Hey, stink tank, that's clever. He's saying the literal definition of alphabet soup. But that's the code name for the place. Remember that ties in the Dr. K episode? Or her background? Whoa, what's going on there? So she downloaded all the data on that computer.
Master, I've acquired important information from Alphabet.
I already know about the dumping ground from Kilobyte.
Everything's under control, sweetie. I'm already
sweetie.
Building a series.
Oh, yeah, remember this guy?
Yeah.
But how?
With my help.
So, you've chosen science. Gamble.
Huge. Ooh. Ooh.
Well, seems I've got you snookered now, don't I?
Snookered.
How about I bet you an oil change so I can hit that 8-ball to that corner body?
All right, you're on.
Okay.
All right, you're on.
I want to know who's playing the music.
That has got hurt just a little bit.
I don't mind a little iron of it. Stay sharp.
Trust me, Edmund. I'm sharp. Yeah, sharp the marble.
So what do we got?
There was a shield breach in an eastern sector. An hour later, sensors picked up some sort of excavation in the South Mountain Range. Any idea what Benjax is looking for?
The Zalford Mountains.
That's where they dumped.
Her monitors are like from a huge medium and then small.
Oh, you mean on her station?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what they might be looking for, Doctor?
Yeah, it's weird.
Get out there right away. Anything that looks like it still might work, destroy it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, she's got some weird screens.
And her hair. Oh my gosh.
What about it? Say what's on your mind.
It's like they put a lot of hairspray just to
get the look. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
It looks dark in there,
huh? Whoa.
Oh, shoot. I really like the monster designs for this season. Like all the different robots.
Yeah. Some of them, they don't talk in this season.
Well, that's what I like about the monsters of this season, is that there's not a lot of talking. They just go, burp, burp, burp. Because in all the other seasons, it's like, ah, I'm going to have all this fight dialogue, and no one cares, and joke, joke, joke.
What?
Time to burn through some Sentai footage.
Yep, you can tell from the switch.
Oh yeah. Well, usually when they do this type of, like, Zord battle stuff in the middle of an episode, that means they've got some meaty, like, actual story elements on either side.
Skid mode.
Skid mode.
Ooh.
Skid marks.
Burn out! Burn that monster out.
Whoa, what is that?
Oh. There's a trail. If you see tracks, what? Think about train. Look at that thing. Yep, see?
Yeah, it's a train. Duh.
Ooh, and an elephant. Is it an elephant?
It's not an elephant, by the way.
Here's the hard drive from the laptop we recovered.
Wow. Let's see what tales this can tell us.
It's like a USB hub. So that,
busted.
Yeah, busted. Oh, he's pissed, too.
Did the city guards find anything?
I don't know. We were kind of busy.
What was that thing, Doc? It was huge.
It was never supposed to see the light of day.
Well, it saw it.
It looked like some sort of locomotive or something.
Yeah, I'm not above riding the subway, but count me out on a ride on the insane train.
It was developed during the early stages of Project Ranger. But we could never get proper synchronicity with the biofield because it's based on extinct life forms.
Dinosaurs.
It's powerful beyond belief. Completely uncontrollable. And now it's been unleashed inside our delicate biosphere. Clear enough?
She talks super fast.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody freeze.
Her face is frozen.
You're under arrest. For treason.
Oh, wait, what?
She released a Vengeance virus.
Okay, she released the virus, but treason's a little... No, actually, get your point.
No, don't you dare do this. We need her.
Hicks, secure the prison.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Colonel, but I had a feeling you might be dropping by. It's hard to trust the government after what I've seen. After what I've seen.
It's a hologram.
After what
Say
I've seen.
Say what?
After what I've seen. After what I've seen.
Okay, she created the Vengeance virus. And don't forget, she also created the Power Rangers and everything that we use to protect this city every single day. Arresting her isn't going to bring her back.
I'm sorry, Scott. I have no choice.
After what I've seen. After what I've seen.
Good, I thought he would never leave me.
Sorry, what are you?
Yes, I'm a hologram, but I'm not a recording. That is so last century.
Destroys the city and everyone in it.
They
are you in hell?
I'm working from a remote location. Just find it before it does any real damage.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's a dino train. Wow, that rock was just big enough for all of them.
Hey, it wasn't there.
Wait, it wasn't?
No, oh. I'm kidding. It was there just for them.
Yeah.
They just put it there for them.
I'm always glad that we get these Unmorph fights, because sometimes I like them better than the Ranger fights. I know you don't, because they're obvious stumpies. Don't look at me, comment on it! That's a commentary.
I hate it when they cover their face, and then it's very...
obvious?
Obvi.
He's doing his own stuff.
He does?
Well, I mean, you saw he did that own flip. That was his own face. If it's not getting thrown around or jumping like that, them. Yeah, I know. But can you really tell, like, if you're just watching this?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Yeah, full team morph. Woo!
Time for
RPM. Wrong season.
I was thinking about different.
Oh, there's that rock again.
I like the flip one sometimes.
What flip one?
Like, when they flip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, their stunt team is really awesome. Like, the fight choreographies that they do are pretty great.
Oh, the rock.
That rock's getting a lot of play this episode. I really love that suit.
That monster looks like the anteater for some reason.
He looks like an anteater?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be. They burrow underground, too.
Yeah.
That's probably the design influence.
Whoa. Oh,
what? What was that?
Whoa.
Okay, that's totally Sentai.
Like, really, you could stop a train just, like, hanging on to it?
Oh, man. Well, I wanted...
It's Super Sentai, yep. Yeah? Really?
What?
It's just a wearing white thing, and of course.
The one guy, like, that happens to be there, it's her.
You would disguise just for that, and then you're wearing white. Duh.
Oh, she doesn't get out much. What?
She could have just disguised for something.
What are you crying about?
That was my... Where are you, Doc?
I hope that's a hologram, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a hologram. Go after
her! Yes, sir. Dr. K's always got a trick up her sleeve. Where am I? I'm everywhere. Well, you gotta think when she controls all of the dome systems, she could probably project a hologram anywhere.
Okay, now they're being like the twins, completing the sentences. You say something? Yeah, yeah, very funny. Okay, we give up. Not. Hey, enough is enough. Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know why. Did we miss something? Why they're fighting each other?
No. Where are you, Diana? That was odd.
Yeah, that was very weird. Yep.
Wow, first time you're really doing your job.
Look at this toy gun. How on earth did you get in here undetected? When you send the entire city guard into the streets to find me,
it was an obvious hiding place. My gosh, she's so pale.
Yeah, because she was in a... Am I? She was captive for years at Alphabet Soup. She didn't see the sun. I still feel like I missed something as to why they were fighting. That was weird.
Yeah. It was.
And that was super quick. Has he just been standing there like the whole time? What the hell?
He even said Doc, not him. We all do things in life we regret. But if we don't learn from them and move towards a brighter future, we pay twice. I've already paid more than most. I know. If I could access the space-time continuum long enough to undo what I did, I would. That's not possible. Can you help them? That's all I can do.
What?
It's super fake.
What is?
The
gun?
The
gun. Oh. But that was a good moment, right? Like, about past regret and the loss.
I didn't feel it.
Wow. Okay, cool.
What? This is commentary, right? If I bypass the DNA coding, I should be able to infuse the cellular microprocessor with a modern-day biorhythmic stabilizer. Were you born in a laboratory? Basically, thanks to your duh. Oh, come on. Did he do that at first time? Oh my
god. I don't know.
He did. A Super Sentai. B. blow some smoke and it will be okay.
That sounds like a drug reference. Whoa. Time for a new Zord.
Time for
a new Zord. This isn't Time Force. Paleo Max
Megazord. You're going down.
What?
The trunk. Oh my god.
The trunk folds up into the body. Wow. If you think that's something else. Oh my god. Okay, that is a bit much. I'll give it that. Wow.
And showering.
Yikes. The posing.
And then he bent for a little bit.
And then the what?
He bent for a little bit. Like
he bent forward?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like he squatted a little bit.
Yikes.
Oh, where did she come from?
Dang.
She's not here. Colonel must have taken her.
Not exactly. I have decided to grant the good doctor a full pardon. Sometimes you have to leave the past in the past, and well, I for one. We'll be focusing more on the future.
Thank you, Colonel. And now, if you don't mind, I need to debrief my team. It's been a long day.
Of course.
If you don't mind, do your job.
If you don't mind, get the hell out of here.
Yep.
Just checking you real.
Woohoo! Lovers.
All right, so what'd you think?
Cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
New Megazord time. What?
That new Megazord.
You can't get over the trunk because it looks like something else, and then its finisher is...
Oh, you said it looks like the trunk.
Because it's like a mammoth.
Junk in the
junk. Junk in the trunk? Alright, so some notes here. The helmet that General Crunch finds in Alphabet Soup is a modified version of the red Operation Overdrive Ranger helmet. This episode obviously continues the Alphabet Soup storyline from the episode Dr. K. Dr. K uses the same outfit that she used in Ranger Green, and Colonel Truman looks at the picture with his son that was previously shown in Ranger Red. Tenaya 7 and General Shifter's rivalry starts in this episode. And you haven't seen this quote-unquote movie yet, but due to the engine cell of Scott's Nitro Saber / Blaster, Clash of the Red Rangers, the movie, takes place right after this episode in timeline. So for Power Rangers Samurai, they did movie, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
which was just an extended episode of Power Rangers Samurai. But Scott came back. Well, he's in like the Red Ranger suit
mm-hmm.
and it's voiced by him. He's not credited because it was like a union thing. Because by that point, he was involved in bigger shows. But he actually voiced his character coming back. But for some story reasons, he was like stuck in the suit. Because, yeah. So that was this whole movie in Power Rangers Samurai, where it was like a kind of like a team up movie.
Mm-hmm.
That raised a bunch of questions. And that kind of firmly established that RPM is in its own dimension.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So overall, okay.
3 out of 5. The trunk made me go for 3 out of 5.
We had some questions from Ranger Nation, but we will save those for our next episode.
Yep.
Because it is getting late. So, Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. If you have questions, you can email us at rangercommandpowerhour@gmail.com or check us out at rangercommand.com. We're on Twitter at rangercommandph, on Instagram and Facebook at rangercommandpowerhour, all one word. Stay tuned for our upcoming live stream for our 5th anniversary episode. Woo-hoo. And details of that will be on our social media, as well as announcement for a new contest.
Ooh.
Yeah, so some good stuff coming up there. Yeah, stay tuned for that. There's 3 more episodes of Ranger Command for this month. Definitely stay tuned for that.
Happy anniversary, Ranger Command Power Hour.
Thank you so much.
I've been supporting you for 5 years on your podcast.
More like 4.5, because it started before we met.
But thank you. You're welcome. You can look for me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Tweet, tweet.
Where can people find you on Twitter?
TedG17. If you want to listen to my rant.
Goodbye. Bye. You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphing Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at RangerCommandPH and like us on Facebook.com/RangerCommandPowerHour. This is Trekkie B47 from the Ranger Command Power Hour, and you are listening to the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Ranger Command is now on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/rangercommandph to learn more. Thanks.